Everyone, good morning. Welcome to the Teach Better Today morning show. And if you are watching on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, or LinkedIn, you already see that we have Mickey Smith Jr. here this morning. You know it's going to be a good one. For many of you, you are already connected to Mickey. He is a star in our Teach Better family, was a former keynote of a Teach Better conference we recently had, and so much more. I'm so excited for you all to continue to connect with him. And if this is your first time, you are in for the best treat of all time. We'll be right back. Hey everyone, good morning. Thanks you for tuning in to the Teach Better Today morning show. My name is Ray Hewer and we have Mickey Smith Jr. here with us. Mickey, how you doing?
Doing good, Ray. Good to be in the place. Good to be in the space with y'all today.
Oh my gosh, people are going to be so overjoyed to be connecting with you again. You are a fan favorite. We just can never record with you enough. Our team loves the content you put out, the messaging you do, and hello, full-time educator in the trenches working your tush off.
Yes, indeed. Indeed. You know, it's more than a work of heart. I feel like it's a work of art, you know, when we do this thing called teaching. So I'm blessed to be able to pour into educators across the country and still have that beautiful opportunity to work daily with these young people. And I think anybody that's listening to me knows that, you know, it's got its challenges, this thing called teaching, but there's no thing better. There's no thing more rewarding than this noble profession that we all get a chance to be a part of.
Friends, I am so excited this is your first time connecting with Mickey. Mickey, I know that you are an incredible educator. I'm going to have you introduce yourself, but I do want to give a special shout out that for any of you who love Mickey Smith Jr., love this interview, connect with his content, you can bring Mickey out to your school whenever you want throughout the year, whether it be this summer, maybe he's going to kick off the school year in the fall, bring him out right before the holidays. He is a great educator to inspire your staff and work on really, really important skills. He's actually a part of our speakers network, so you can actually book him right through the Teach Better team and make it all happen. Mickey, do you mind sharing a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, and you know, thank you for that shout out there, because that is an important part of what I do. You know, you're looking at somebody who statistically shouldn't even be before you today. I'm like any other teacher. I've faced challenges. I've even been put in situations where I literally wrote my letter of resignation. And fortunately, every time I was in that situation, there was always a sound adult. There was always somebody there that could kind of help me gain perspective. And for anybody that knows me knows I'm from Louisiana, from the Bayou State, and I'm a band director by trade, but I'm an educator at heart, meaning that for me, I don't teach music, I teach children. And each and every day I have that opportunity to use music as a vehicle. And what I found is that over the years, that a lot of the practices, the systems that I use in my classroom have been appreciated and then retooled and utilized by teachers from all walks of life, all grade levels, all backgrounds, demographics. And it's really put me in a position now where I see that generosity is our privilege. And I get an opportunity to not only teach, but to now go out and share the message of how to make your teaching more than just a lesson, but an experience. And for me, those opportunities came recently after I won the Grammy Music Educator Award. I was named the national recipient of that award back in 2020. And just from them, just wonderful opportunities to teach and to empower and encourage educators all across North America. So that's what I do. I'm a full-time teacher, and sometimes I play hooky and help teachers across the way.
I have to say, Mickey, I'm going to get in so much trouble for saying this, because you know, in the Teach Better Network, everybody has their thing. I love that this community is so diverse and vast, and the more people, the smarter we are, the better we are as a family. Mickey, I'm including every single educator I know, including myself. You are the best keynote. Like, I have to put that out there. There is no there is no other speaker I would choose personally to see over you. It's just truly my reality. So I'm sorry, Jeff Gargas is going to yell at me for that. But I just have to really
put
backing behind people thinking about bringing you out to their school, because there has never been a better keynote than Mickey Smith Jr.
Well, thank you. No, I appreciate that. I received that. Because I understand that when somebody shares that from the heart, it means so much. So that's a blessing to me. And, you know, I always think about all those years being in those PD sessions and just hearing folks, and you kind of wonder, you know, are they in the trenches? Do they really get it? You know, where is this coming from? And, you know, it got to be to a point where I would get those opportunities. I wanted to make sure that anytime somebody left one of these moments that we have together, that they left not just inspired, but equipped to win on the next day. I always like to say to make the next day, to make today a Wednesday, W-I-N-S. And that's what we try to do every day. Give that opportunity for everybody to level up. And, you know, my big thing is when I come in, I want it to be PD unusual. So when I come in, we're going to hit you with the music. We're going to hit you with the message. We're going to hit you with the motivation, so to speak, but we're going to leave you better than you came. And I just find so many people, if I have those opportunities to reconnect with me, it encourages me to keep on going. Because, again, we need you. That's what Alicia Keys told me. I'm not saying that to flex. It's just one of those moments where I'm having this opportunity with Alicia Keys, and I'll never forget how interesting she said, "We need you." That's what she's telling me. And I'm thinking to myself, man, I needed to hear that X number of years ago. Fortunately, it wasn't Alicia Keys that kept me in the profession. Okay, it was Glenda. Nobody knows Glenda, but I'm telling you, Glenda was out in East Texas, and there was a lot of days where I'm like, I'm at this school that's got every tag word you can use for difficult. You know, maybe you think of Title I, maybe you think of socioeconomically challenged, maybe you think of, you know, all these different things. Whatever they were, it was all in that little pot. And there were days where literally I was concerned about my well-being, my future, right? And Glenda always had a way of coming in and saying, "I know what you're looking at, but let's look at what we're seeing." And I realized in that moment that we can be focused on the wrong thing to the point that we're looking at something, but we're not actually seeing. And my hope is that everybody can see the sound. What's the sound? It's the significance you carry. And there's a difference between being successful and significant. If you're successful, that feeds you. But if you're significant, it feeds you and others. If you're successful, it's about being the best in the world. But if you're significant, it's about you being the best for the world. And when we think about this thing called teaching, I'm a band director, but I know it's true for everybody. Life's better when we band together, meaning we all have a sound. And if we can help people level up their sound, to get their sound in tune, to get the tone right, now we put ourselves in a powerful position to connect with others, to create something more than a campus, something more than a staff, but a symphony that aligns itself to resonate with these hearts and these minds. Because at the end of the day, it's not just how well you teach, but it's how effective you reach. And those are things that are not subjugate to the subject matter. It's something that goes beyond it. So that's where I'm at today. Look, can I just share something today that's really been on my heart? Can I share something?
Please.
I need to ask everybody that's watching this morning, you know, it's we coming up on that time of the year. This is that time of the year where, you know, nerves are frayed, spirits are weary, you know, and sometimes, you know, like my friend always says, "Mickey, don't mess with me. I'm hangry," meaning I'm hungry and I'm angry, right? Well, you may not be hangry this morning, but you may have a little anger in you because, you know, life's got a way of life, right? And I always tell folks this: are we needling what needles us? Are we needling what needles us? Now, when you think about that, sometimes you got that person on the job. We ain't gonna name the name, but they got some person. Sometimes they just needling you, right? You got that student. They just needling, like they pushing the buttons. But I'm asked the question again: are you needling what's needling you? Let me give you an example. When I work with bands, I get opportunities to teach and conduct all state bands across the country, meaning they put all these kids together in the matter of a few short hours. They bring in a clinician such as myself, and we create the music miracle. We do a whole concert, rehearse it, put it all together in the matter of a few hours, right, over a weekend. And And when I go in, or when I'm working even with my own students, sometimes we may play a song that is tragically, you know, ineffective. Like it ain't music. It's just noise, right? And for a kid, that can be overwhelming, the idea of, oh my goodness, it's like when you were a kid and you had to clean your room. It's like, where do I start? Or maybe if you're in debt, it's like, what's that first move I make? It seems overwhelming. Well, the sound or the noise can seem overwhelming to the point where you're like, I don't even know what to do next. I'm at a zero. How can I get to a 10? Well, I can feel that in my student spirit. And a lot of times I'll say something simple like, okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, where were we at? And most kids are tougher on themselves than I would probably be on them as a teacher. So they'll say things like, you know, Mr. Smith, we were a 3. Now, honestly, they probably weren't a 3, but that's the number they picked. So we'll get consensus. Okay, guys, you know, I'm hearing the numbers. I'm hearing we're probably at about a 3 or a 4. Let me ask you this. I know we're a long ways off from 10, but how many of you, what could we do to move that up one number? And immediately, man, hands start raising. Kids are like, well, you know, we could sit a little bit better. We could have better posture. Maybe we could use better air. It's so funny that the things that have everything to do with making music have nothing to do with music. The things that have everything to do with making a better classroom experience have nothing to do with the classroom. And just like those kids start naming things that aren't musical, oftentimes we can think of things that probably have nothing to do with the curriculum or the subject matter, but they have everything to do with what matters. And those kids start naming things. And after a while, I say, okay, well, look, if we take 2 or 3 minutes, how about you guys talk amongst yourselves, right? And let's come back together. And let's see if we can move it up one number. How many of y'all think we can do it? And immediately they're like, yeah, we can do it. Well, long story short, they do it. And they not only do they move it up one number, but by their own admission, when I go back around and ask, many times we bumped it up maybe 2 to 3 numbers. So I stop at that point and I say, now watch this. You could take this home. I don't use the word practice. I use the word improve. That's another story for another day. I say, how many of us could take it home and improve it to the point where it elevates another number? They're like, yeah, that's a great idea. This home thing. All of a sudden now I'm not making kids practice. They're finding ways to come in and not practice, because I don't use that word. They're finding ways to, on their own time, on their own dime, to improve. Yeah. And before we know it, in the matter of a few hours, few days, maybe a week, we've made it to this thing called 10. Why? Because it wasn't about getting perfection. It was about moving the needle. See, when we find what's needling us, the answer is not the problem. The answer is the solution. See, problems were meant to be recognized, but not committed to. I want to challenge you today in this season not to be so focused on the problem that you can't see the solution. The solution oftentimes is simply small things done well, stacked on top of each other over time. Rarely do we go from a zero to a hero. Rarely do we go from 1, O-N-E, to 1, W-O-N, right? We don't do that. But I have found that in life, things don't happen by happenstance, but by habit stacks. Small things done well, stacked on top of each other over time. So my question to you today is, what is that one thing that can move the needle for what's needling you? You find that, then you found your sound. And when you find your sound, then you position yourself to be a sound adult. And why is that important? Because every child is simply one sound adult away from discovering their own sound of success in such a way that allows you to make your classroom sound, your teaching epic, and then your legacy significant. But the significance comes with the things oftentimes that seem insignificant. That one small thing that makes all the difference in the world.
We'll be right back. Thanks for sticking with us here on Teach Better Today. I told you this is going to be a good one. We're here with Mickey Smith Jr. And as many of you, I'm sure, are forwarding this recording right now to your teacher bestie or your principal to get a beautiful boost as you start your day. I also want to remind you that Mickey Smith is an incredible person that you yourself can bring into your school virtually or in person. And this is my number one recommendation for a keynote. Mickey, I have to give a little focus to the fact that every time I've heard you speak, you use music as well as inspiration when you share with educators. I just have to know, like, how's the saxophone? It's my favorite instrument on the planet. How is it? Are you doing well? How's my favorite instrument?
It is fine and well. And as you can see, it's in attendance with us today. And, you know, the sound of the sax, it's a package deal. When you see me, you hear me. And my hope is that when I get that opportunity to go get on that stage and share and pour into those educators, that I'm able to do more than just speak, but I'm able to share what I call an anthem of hope, an anthem of faith, an anthem of love that allows people to pull back, because music is powerful. Music, it's like it's time travel. It takes us back to a moment. And I've had so many educators say that not only did they remember the message, but they remember how they felt in that moment. So yeah, 100%. Definitely.
100%. It works every time. Mickey, I want to make sure we have all of your contact information, ways to follow you on social media, because I know that for many educators, I hope all educators being a part of our Teach Better Today morning show this morning, they connect with you, and this is not the end of yes. the many, many things they'll be able to learn alongside you. How can people stay connected?
Yes, I never say bye. I just say until next time, right? And social media allows us to keep that connection. Also, too, I have a book coming out. We'll have to talk about that later. So keep on going. It's a series of stories of joy and systems of joy that help you enjoy your day no matter what and help you keep on going. So we'll unpack that on another time. But you can definitely stay connected with me on any social media platform at Mickey Smith Jr. If it's the Facebook, if it's the Instagram, all the things, it's Mickey Smith Jr. And on the website at MickeySmithJr.com. So easy to remember. It goes like this. MickeySmithJr.com.
So good. Friends, if you have any issues connecting with Mickey Smith Jr., again, he's a member of the Teach Better Team Speakers Network. You can connect with all of his stuff, including everything that he will continue to put out. Mickey, I'm so excited to hear about your book. I can't wait. I can't wait to also help you promote that. If you are a part of our Teach Better Network and our email list, I promise you when that book comes out, we'll be emailing it out. We want everyone to be able to celebrate the work that Mickey does. And Mickey, this was such a quick episode of the morning show, but this is the perfect way to start the day. I so appreciate you.
Thank you. Time flies when you're having fun and when you're with the right people. So thank you, Ray. And thank you to the entire team for all that you do for so many of us out there. And just keep on going. Keep doing what you're doing. Thank you.
Friends, thank you so much for being a part of our Teach Better Today morning show. We will see you next time. And if you haven't done so already, head over to the podcast. Make sure you give it a rating. Bye, guys. See you soon. Hey, Teach Better community. Thank you so much for joining the Teach Better Today morning show every single weekday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have so many resources for you outside of this live stream at teachbetter.com, including blogs, podcasts, and professional development that will bring our team to your school. Wherever you are listening from this morning, please make sure you are sharing and celebrating the incredible educators in this world. And hey, if you are listening over on a podcast to Teach Better Talk, we would love a 5-star review. The comments are always so entertaining. We'll see you tomorrow.